Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
Little is known about the life of Mr. Thomas Murphy, but he has been described as being a wandering tailor, even though he wore literally many hats throughout his life. He was instrumental in organizing Sitka's first city government, as he served as the first city attorney. It is doubtful he had any formal training in practicing law, but by decree of possessing the only law books in Sitka, that qualified him to be a lawyer. It seems that Murphy also had some experience as a printer and was an accomplished writer, being a student of history. Murphy had a tailor shop at Sitka known as Murphy's Clothing Establishment and a passion to become a journalist. Thomas Murphy's inclination for roaming is attested by his family's census profile in the 1870 Sitka census. Thomas and his wife, Catherine, were both born in Ireland, and each of their four children were born in a different state in the U.S. Murphy started his first venture into journalism in Sitka in 1868, not long after the transfer. The Sitka Times was edited under his pseudonym, Barney O'Regan. At the time, Sitka was small enough that everyone likely knew who wrote the paper. At least 8 handwritten issues were produced by several copyists hired by Murphy. Murphy used his new platform as a way to combat political tensions and express concern in the military presence of General Davis's men, expressing disdain in the economic climate that Sitka was in after the transfer. By spring 1869, the Sitka Times suspended production until he was able to obtain a press, as Murphy cited that the demand was too high to continue producing handwritten issues. The Sitka Times was not the first Alaskan newspaper, however. It was the first American-era newspaper. In early 1869, Murphy prevailed against Mayor Dodge for the purchase of a printing press, and with that, the Alaska Times appeared nearly weekly from April 1869 through October 1870, with the paper boasting quality news and printing. Murphy started a serial history of Alaska that continued for most of the year that it was printed, and he assembled an array of information about the history and geography of Alaska, information coming from the speech given by Senator Charles Sumner, urging for the ratification of the Purchase Treaty. Murphy intended to produce an Alaskan history book based on the columns in the Alaska Times, but it was never fully realized. The Alaska Times was one of the many victims of the economic decline that overtook Sitka in 1870. The tailor shop and the newspaper no longer provided a viable living for the Murphy family. By the fall of 1870, Murphy decided to move himself and his family to the fast-growing city of Seattle. It is unclear if he shipped the printing plant to Seattle or if it remained in town. There is a possibility that the Washington hand press at the Sheldon Jackson Museum was the one used by Murphy, but it is impossible to prove one way or the other. The Alaska Times resumed production in Seattle in late October 1870 with Thomas Murphy as its editor and continued publication until the following May when it was sold to Hall and Wilson. The paper eventually became the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Little is known about Murphy's life after he sold the Alaska Times, but he left behind a trail of events at Sitka during a period that we otherwise know little about.
This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.